Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Mahigit 1,000 migranteng kababaihan ang iniimbitahan na makibahagi sa pinakamalaki at longest-running study ng Australia sa kalusugan ng mga kababaihan. Isasama sila sa 57,000 kababaihan mula sa 4 na age groups na bahagi na ng pag-aaral simula pa 1996. Ang pag-aaral na pinondohan ng Department of Health ay mag-e-examine sa mga kababaihan kada 3 taon. Ang mga kababaihan ay nagmula pa sa 4 na henerasyon, mga pinanganak sa pagitan ng 1921 at 1926, 1946 at 1951, 1973 at 1978, at 1989 at 1995. Si Professor Deb Loxton, ang Deputy Director ng Australian Longitudinal Study on Women's Health na nakabase sa University of Newcastle at Hunter Medical Research Institute, kung saan kasama din nila sa pag-aaral ang University of Queensland.
We first recruited women in 1996 when the makeup of the Australian population was somewhat different to what it is now, 26 years later. So what we're doing is recruiting in 1,000 women, primarily from South, Southeast and Northeast Asian countries, to make sure that that cohort of women who were born 1973 to 78 are representing women from across Australia.
Ayon sa Director ng Pag-aaral, Professor Geeta Mishra mula sa University of Queensland, sisiguruhin nila na matututukan ang mga problema sa kalusugan ng kasalukuyang populasyon.
There's about 16% of women from South, Southeast Asia that is in the population. We want to hear from them. We want to know, you know, their health, the state of their health and well-being so that we can inform government policy and that their needs can be met, you know. So that's where we really need to know a bit more about, you know, factors that are promoting their health and well-being. Also, you know, factors that is causing them to have ill health. We want to be able to understand that so that we can advise the government, policymakers to take all those factors into account so that all women can benefit good health.
Sinabi din ni Professor Deb Loxton na ang pinakamatandang partisipante ng pag-aaral ay isang lola na 101 ang edad.
Those women were just sort of reaching that retirement age back in 1996. And it's that time of transition from a working life or a family life into the retirement space and then tracking them into very old age. So they are one of the oldest cohorts in the world when it comes to investigating women's health. Then in 2012 to 13, we recruited in a new cohort of women aged 18 to 23 to capture the next generation. So we have 4 generations of women who participate in the study.
Ayon kay Professor Loxton, ang mga nakalap na impormasyon ay ginamit upang makabuo ng mga polisiya, kabilang ang kasalukuyang National Women's Health Strategy ng Australia na nakatutok sa pagpapabuti ng kalusugan ng mga kababaihan. Aniya, nakatulong din ang pag-aaral sa paghugis ng National Action Plan for Endometriosis, International Guidelines sa Pamamahala ng Polycystic Ovary Syndrome, o PCOS, at ng National Perinatal Mental Health Guidelines.
The Australian government's physical activity guidelines were formed using information that's come from the study. Also, the New South Wales Health Framework for Women's Health was developed using data from the study. And in addition to that, we've also informed other policies like the National Plan to Reduce Violence Against Women and Their Children, the one that's been in effect and the one that will take effect at the end of this year.
Ngunit nilinaw ni Dr. Adele Murdolo mula sa Multicultural Center for Women's Health sa Melbourne na may 2 pangunahing limitasyon ang pag-aaral.
The surveys have been administered in English, so it really has only targeted those women, even if they are from migrant backgrounds, but those women who have the English language literacy to complete quite a complex survey in the English language. The second thing is that it is based on Medicare records. So it really only can survey or include women in the survey who have Medicare eligibility, and that excludes the many millions of temporary migrants that are here in Australia and who don't have Medicare eligibility.
Ayon kay Professor Loxton, maaari din gumamit ng mga interpreter ang mga kabilang sa pag-aaral kung kinakailangan. At isa pa sa nais niyang tugunan ay ang problema sa Medicare eligibility.
We have actually had a couple of conversations about setting up an alternate study for women who don't yet have a Medicare card, because we do recognize that as a limitation of our study. But unfortunately, this has been part of the procedure of this study to validate women into the cohort, is to have that Medicare card. So one of the reasons for that is because part of our data actually come from Medicare. So we link the survey data with Medicare data in order to assess women's use of health services in relation to their health and well-being. And we do recognize that as a limitation of the study.
Sinabi din ni Dr. Murdolo na may mga hindi pagkakapantay-pantay sa sistemang pangkalusugan ng Australia na nagkaroon ng masamang epekto sa kalusugan ng mga migranteng kababaihan.
It's important to recognize that migrants come to Australia with really good health. It's called the healthy migrant effect. But migrants do experience a decrease in their health status after the first 5 years of living and working in Australia. So that means that there's something that goes beyond the individual's biology or the individual's culture, and really points to the health system itself not providing the kind of care that is needed. So I think that would also be something really important to be able to pick up through the survey, the extent to which migrant and refugee women are experiencing inequity or poorer health care in the health system.
Sa mga migranteng kababaihan na pinanganak sa pagitan ng 1973 at 1978 na nais makibahagi ay makakakuha ng impormasyon sa ALSWH website. Laging tandaan na ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.